Again, let me bid you a warm welcome this evening, and God willing, we'll turn in God's word, and then after we'll give some prayer requests, and then we'll have, God willing, our time of prayer. But if you can turn with me, please, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, we'll read verse 17 down to verse 25. It is the second part of the message that we began on the sound of God moving in the mulberry trees. This is part two, and more lessons to learn, and we pray that the lessons will be practical and give us help. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 down to verse 25, the word of God says, "But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me, as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then the Lord shall go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until they come to Gazar. Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. In this passage that we've read, King David is made aware that the Lord's enemies, who are named the Philistines, have come seeking him. Upon the command of the Lord, David and his men met the Philistines head on, and the Lord gave deliverance as described by the words in verse 20. The Lord had broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. The name Baal-perazim means the master of the breaches. And so David's words reveal that the Lord had given deliverance. He was the master and had broken forth upon the Philistines like a flood sweeping all before them. However, as we learnt last time, the Philistines came up yet again. And we learnt that, didn't we, in our last message. Whenever the enemy is defeated, how the enemy will come back again. The enemy will keep on coming back. When you've had a blessing from God, when you've had one victory from the Lord, even as we have blessed days on Sunday in God's house, the enemy will come up to attack. And then when you have a prayer meeting, as we did on Monday, so just take our own schedule. Sunday we had a blessed day, how the enemy comes to attack. And then we have the time of prayer on Monday night, and then the enemy comes up again. The enemy will come up again and again and again. And that's the case here. And David enters into another battle, and he seeks the face of the Lord. And this time, the Lord gave David a command. Verse 23, Thou shalt not go up. And that's interesting. On the other occasions, David inquired of the Lord, and he went up. But this time, as he inquires of the Lord says, this time, Thou shalt not go up. And that's the key of always asking God for help, always asking God for direction in these matters, because the Lord was going to teach David another lesson. The Lord said, but fetch come past behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. The words you, as you have before you in verse 23, fetch a compass behind them, means to go around them or behind them. So the Lord says to David, go behind them. And as David did that, he was to wait for further instruction concerning God's presence and power and the movings of the Lord. And that would be by the symbolism, what the Lord said to David, that he was to be alert, he was to wait for the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Whenever David and his men would hear the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees, then they knew the Lord was present and God would give them victory. The Lord would lead his people in the battle to conquer the enemies. But had David just rushed into battle without seeking the Lord, he would have missed the word of God for that particular time and might have suffered defeat, because he would have fought the enemy without the presence, without the word of God. The Lord was teaching David not to go into battle or to make a move without his presence. Or whenever you go to fight the enemy, you always need my presence and power. And always remember that. Whenever we are in the battle, we need the presence of God and the power of God among us. And so the Lord is teaching us, child of God, that we need his presence, we need his power, as the enemies of the world, the devil and the flesh, individual struggles, individual battles, we can't do it by ourselves. We need a word from God, and we need the Lord's help. And therefore, every day, ask for the help of God. Ask of God. Ask for his presence. Ask for his power. When you leave the house, when you go to church, when you go to work, you go to school, you go to your ministry, you take your journey for today, whatever you have to go to that particular day, pray for God's hand to be upon you. Be assured of the moving of God in your life. Be alert to the voice of God. And so that's what we have been learning. David was alert to the voice of God. And as he was alert to the voice of God, that it referred to location. David had to be in a particular place at a particular time. He was to go around the Philistines, camp behind them, and keep his eye on the mulberry trees to hear the sound of a going. And we made that thought last time, that we must be in the place of blessing to receive a blessing. That's being in the private place, being in God's house, being in places of prayer, being in the right place to tarry there for the blessing of the Lord. But also notice today, as we look at some other thoughts about David being alert to the moving of God, David was not only to be alert by location, but also David was to be alert by looking. Since the sound was to be in the top of the mulberry trees, then David must keep alert by looking to these trees to see the move, to hear the sound, to understand the presence and power of God at work. And that's vital, because remember, the enemy have spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. They're ready for battle. The valley of Rephaim was just outside Jerusalem. And so David, as we said, locational, has left the city of Jerusalem and he's gone to this place to be where God wants him to be. The name Rephaim means giants. So they're in the valley of giants. It was named after the Canaanites. And the Canaanites, you remember, they were the enemies of Israel. They were a heathen people. And so here we have these people assembled in the valley associated with darkness and wickedness. While the Philistines came up against David and they came up again with all their idols, their images, all their wickedness, David was to set up watch. He was to go behind them and wait there for the sound of a going in the mulberry trees. He was to keep his eye upon the movings of God on the tree, not upon the enemy. Oh, it would have been easy to get distracted and taken up with what the enemy was doing and how they had spread themselves for battle. It would have been easy to follow the wickedness and false religion of his day and keep his eyes upon them and completely miss the moving of God. But David is to go behind him, and he's to be alert for the sound of the going in the mulberry trees, because as we learn later, God will have a word for David at that time. And so it is with our own life, men and women. We must keep our eyes upon the Lord. It's easy to be distracted about what the enemy is doing, the advancements the enemy is making, even in society today, as men and women continue walking the course of this present evil age. There's much to alarm us. Many laws passed against the Bible. Bible definitions seeking to be redefined, reassessed, all for the purpose of exalting sin and elevating man, seeking to abandon the ways of God because the carnal mind is at enemy, at war with God, and it's easy to be taken up with what the enemy is doing, to be so distracted that we forget God is in the midst, to forget that God is able to work and God is able to intervene. We can get so distracted at what the ungodly are doing that we forget what the Lord is able to do. And so David is to go behind the enemy, but he's to keep his eyes towards the mulberry tree, because there God will move and give him the sign that he will lead them into battle. David is to keep his eyes upon what the Lord has taught him to do. And therefore, child of God, we have the same instruction. We are to be alert by looking above. Keep our eyes on things above. Isn't that what we're taught in the Bible? In Psalm 112, or 121, verse 1 and 2, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of the faith. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. And so David learned to depend upon the Lord, not to focus upon the movements of the enemy, not to be snared by the enemy, but to look for the word that God give him. Go behind him. And when thou hearest the sound of the mulberry trees, the sound of a going, bestir thyself. David was to be alert by being in the place where God would have him to be. And then he was to be there to look. But also David was to be alert by listening. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. And so here, David is to listen for this sound of a going, this sound of wind in the top of the mulberry trees. Again, this is all symbolism, illustration to David that God is going to work. When you hear this sound, note that I will lead you in the battle. Here is the signal. Here is the sign. When you see the sound of a going in the mulberry trees, then arise for battle, and I will lead you into victory. You see, in verse 17, David was alert to the movement of the enemy. He had gotten news. They had come to seek him. And that's why we made that point. He's not to keep his mind on the enemy. He's to keep his mind on what the Lord has taught him to do. Now the Lord instructs him that he's to be alert for this sound. His ears were to be alert for the sound of God moving in the midst. Otherwise, he would miss it. If David was not alert, if he was not focused upon the Lord and what the Lord said him to do, he would miss the blessing. Notice that phrase, the sound of a going. The Lord said, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees. The phrase, the sound of a going, means the sound of marching. And that is an amazing phrase in itself. The same thought is used in Psalm 68, verse 7. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. And that's the word, the sound of marching. Thou didst march. That's the meaning of this phrase. The noise of the wind rustling through the tree was as a sound of a mighty army marching into battle. It's striking to see that this word sound is also translated not only as voice or means voice or as march, but also means voice. The sound of a going, the sound of marching, the sound of voice. In fact, the voice of marching, therefore, is the term the Lord is teaching of leading his people into battle. In mine army. Again, this same phrase is used in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. When Elijah said to Ahab, there is a sound of abundance of rain. That's the exact same phrase. There is the marching of abundance of rain. There's the sound. There's the voice of abundance of rain. And you know, on that occasion, there was no rain for 3.5 years. And after the great victory on the top of Mount Carmel, Elijah heard the sound of abundance of rain. He could say, there's a mighty downpour coming. And whenever the rain did come, there was this great rain upon the land. It came as the sound of abundance of rain. It came as the voice of marching. It came with such great force, great power. It was showing it was the work of God. Because remember, the rain was withheld by the command of God through Elijah. And the rain came again by the command of God through his prophet Elijah. And so here's the same point. As David is the wait for the sound of a going, the Lord is saying, when you hear this sound of a going in the mulberry trees, it will be the sound of my army marching into battle. It will be that voice of power, that voice of an army commanding you to arise for battle. Just as he did in days gone by, whenever alarms were sent out, they would have either got a trumpet or they would have got some siren. Well, in a sense, here is the sound for battle. It's the sound of a going, the voice of marching, the voice of a mighty army. David, when you hear this, then bestir thyself. When you hear this, get ready. You'll know my presence and my power is in the midst. The Lord wants David to know the sound of marching. You're hearing my voice. You're hearing my heavenly host. Because when you hear the sound of marching, when you hear the sound of going, the voice of going, the sound of marching, then the Lord shall go out before thee. David is to wait there. Do nothing. Tarry there. Wait behind the enemy, but keep your mind not on them. Keep your mind looking towards those mulberry trees. And when you hear the sound of marching, then you shall know the Lord shall go out before you. The Lord will lead you into battle. It will be like the troops are coming, the host of heaven leading into battle. And David would wait there for that occasion. And therefore, child of God, when you come to spend time with your Savior, listen for His voice. When you come to God's house, be attentive, be alert to the voice of God. Do you realize this? And I know you do, but I'm just re-emphasizing it again. When you read your Bible, you're reading the voice of God. Do you realize that? Whenever the preacher preaches, you're hearing the voice of God because God speaks through His servants. In preparing other messages today and studying through other Bible studies that are coming up in the next number of weeks, again, I was intrigued just to see, even in Ezra's day, how, again, God spoke through the prophets, even to Zerubbabel, where the word of the Lord came through Haggai to Zerubbabel, saying. And so the whole point is, when you come to God's house and listen to the preaching, you're listening, in a sense, to the voice of God, what God has for you to say. When you're reading the Bible, you're listening to the voice of God, what the Lord has for you to say. And so what we're saying is this: be alert. Always come to God's house with the expectation, Lord, You have a word for me. That's why David kept on inquiring. The enemy came, he inquired of the Lord. The enemy came, he inquired of the Lord. You come to God's house, or in your own private time, in your own house, inquire of the Lord. Come reading your Bible, expecting to hear a word from God. Don't just read your Bible as a routine. Don't just read your Bible just to mark off some list for that day or to fit some schedule. Don't read the Bible just because you know you should do. Read your Bible knowing this is the voice of God, and I'm coming to hear what God has to say to me. Come with that expectation, because that's what it is. Have your mind filled with Scripture, your heart challenged by the Word, your life impacted by the Word. Look for the sound of going. Look for the voice of marching. Look for God's voice. Listen for the Lord speaking to your heart. Oh, you're not going to hear some audible voice. Maybe it may be Alexa in the background if you say something too loud to call acknowledge. But you'll hear, as in God, a verse of Scripture, as it were, will just challenge you. You may have read that chapter, that verse, maybe 100 times before. But there'll be some occasion you'll read it, and all of a sudden it'll jump out. And what a professor used to say to us when we lived in Puerto Rico one time, he used to say, who wrote that in my Bible last night? And the whole point, he was sarcastically meaning, it's always been there. But I've read it that many times, I'd never noticed it. But this time, as I did read it, the Lord just spoke to me through it. And so that's what David is to do. He's been told, the enemy's come up. Lord, every other time I've gone out, I've inquired of you and I've gone out to battle. Lord, what about this time? David, hold on. Don't go yet. In fact, go behind him. Wait there. Keep your eye, your ears open for the sound of marching, for the sound of going. And when you hear that sound, note, I am leading you out for battle. It's the sound, the sign. I'm coming to give victory by my power, by my presence. May God give us such days like that. May God give us such alertness to the movings of God. I remember years ago hearing, and you know, again, you've heard from Dr. Douglas yourself, of those early prayer meetings that they had here in this denomination. The Free Presbyterian Church is born out of prayer meetings. And there were those occasions, Dr. Paisley, as a young man, Dr. Douglas is what, 17 years old, maybe 18 years old, and other men getting together for prayer. And then Dr. Paisley just stood up one night, stopped the prayer meeting, because he was alert to the moving of God. And he just stopped the prayer meeting and said, men, God's going to work. He's answered prayer already. And God came and moved in mighty power. And so David is to be alert. When you hear the sound, note, I am among you. I will lead you out to battle. But notice, secondly, David then was to advance at the moving of the Lord. Because notice, when David heard the sound of a going, when David heard the sound of marching, the Lord then said, then thou shalt bestir thyself. So David, when you hear the sound of marching, the sound of going, this sound of an army coming for battle that I'm leading, I'm going out to give you victory, what are you then to do? You're not to sit there and just watch on and say, Lord, give them that for me. No, David, bestir thyself. What does the word or that phrase bestir thyself mean? In the Hebrew, it means to advance quickly. And so you could read it that way. Whenever David hears the sound of a going, then thou shalt advance quickly. Bestir thyself. David, that's the time to get up and move on and enter into battle and claim the victory. David, when you hear the sound, when you hear the army coming, know that I am moving, I am working, I am accomplishing my purposes. I'm going to do great and mighty things. And at that time, bestir thyself, advance quickly, move sharply, get up and get into the battle and claim the victory. David was to be active. He was to take action. He was to follow the captain of his salvation, the army of the hosts of heaven, into battle. Well, yes, before David was waiting, he was tiring still. He was in the place God wanted him to be, waiting, listening, watching. But now the time had come to bestir thyself, to move quickly. Arouse thyself. And David did so at the command of the Lord. He was not only a hearer of the word, he was a doer. And therefore, child of God, when the Lord is moving among us, take action. When God is blessing you on Sundays, take good ground. When you believe God speaks to you through the reading of your word in the house, or through the preaching of the word on Sunday, then bestir thyself. Arise quickly. Claim the victory. If God is burdening you about evangelism, then bestir thyself and get involved. If it's the Sunday school work, the toddler group, the children's work, attending the place of prayer, the Bible study, and God challenges you, moving among you, then bestir thyself, come and claim the blessing. Because God chooses to use human instrumentality in his work. Make no mistake, David, the Lord could have said to David, you know what, David, on this occasion, you sit there and just watch me defeat the enemy. But he didn't. He said, David, when you hear the sound, bestir thyself, march quickly, go into battle and claim the victory. And so God is pleased to use the weak things of the world to confound the mighty, that no flesh should glory in his presence. That's why Robert Murray McShane could always say, it's not great talents that God uses, or along that phrase, it's likeness to Christ. And you may say, well, do you know what? I'm not the, when it comes to the children's work, or when it comes to evangelism, or praying in public, or all these different things, I'm not the greatest. I'm not able to speak as well as I could do, or I get nervous, I get scared, I get frightened, and all these things. The Lord will bless by you being obedient to him, by filling that gap. When you know God is blessing, bestir thyself and he will do the rest. Get into the work, get involved in the work, and he will take you and he will use you in the battle, in the service for him, for his honor, for his glory. And therefore the question must not be, is God willing to use me? The question is, am I, are you willing to be used? God wants, I believe, to do great and mighty things through this congregation and in this city. But it's not, is God willing to use this congregation? Is this congregation willing to be used? Is this people willing to be used? Are you able to surrender? Are you willing to surrender? Are you willing to bestir thyself? Lord, in recent days you've been blessing. Lord, I'm here to move forward with you into victory. God's desire is that his people follow him. And therefore, child of God, bestir thyself. Advance quickly, follow the Lord. Even in the place of prayer, advance quickly to the throne of grace. Pray that sinners will be awakened by the power of the gospel. And even sinners will hear the word, bestir thyself. Whenever sinners hear the preaching of the gospel and the word is preached faithfully, may they bestir themselves to seek the Lord for salvation, to come quickly to the Savior, the only refuge for the soul. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. And therefore we present the power of God, and we pray for those who believe the gospel is foolishness, as they hear the word of God, as the sound of God is working in the midst of his people, may they bestir themselves. May they come quickly and seek the Lord for salvation. Church of God, beloved, chosen, purchased by the blood, spread the gospel of grace abroad. There's life in the risen Lord. As you preach, pray that all who hear the gospel will bestir themselves and come quickly to the Savior, because now is the day of salvation. And we all have family members. We have loved ones we know who are not saved. And therefore we must pray for them, that God will move in great power as we present the gospel, as we plead for them to come to the Savior. And so at the moving of the Lord, David was to be alert. And then David was to advance. But notice finally and very, very briefly, David was assured at the moving of the Lord. When David heard the sound of a going, the Lord assured him of victory. That was the whole point. Verse 24, I will go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And as we said, the Lord could have just said to David, you sit tight. But he said, at that time bestir thyself. Follow on. The sound of marching in the mulberry trees. David recognized victory is guaranteed. David would enter into that battle knowing that the victory is of the Lord. Notice verse 25. As David pursued the enemy by following the Lord, he smote the Philistines from Geba until they come to Gazar. And so David was victorious. The town Geba was located north of Jerusalem, and the town Gazar was located northwest of Jerusalem on the border of Philistia. And these two towns show us the very fact that they're mentioned, that the Philistines suffered that heavy defeat in the battle. David was successful as he followed the Lord. And therefore, child of God, as we wait and tarry for the moving of God, and then God moves among us, bestir thyself, follow on the Lord, follow on the Lord, and enter into victory. Because obedience to Christ and his word empowers, strengthens, and causes us to conquer. Paul said in Romans 8, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. David, when he heard the sound of marching, the sound of going, the sound of this mighty army, it was the Lord showing, I'm going before you into battle to give you the victory. Now bestir thyself, follow on, and claim the victory. And therefore, child of God, be assured, whenever the Lord speaks through his word, he promises victory. He promises blessings. And therefore, God wants to do great and mighty things, and he's able to, in this church, in this city of London, in this country in England. Therefore, bestir thyself. Even pray tonight that even as we assemble again on the Lord's Day, that the moving of God will come in this congregation, that he'll sweep through us, and believers will bestir themselves to get to the place of prayer, get to the place where they can claim victory through the Lord. I've no doubt after this message, the enemy will come up yet again by distraction, by the world, the devil, the flesh, even family, whatever the devil will use, the enemy will come up again. Therefore, tarry in the word. Hear the voice of God. Pray over the word. Claim the victory of the word. And note the Lord is the one who causes his people to triumph over the enemy. Whatever the situation may be. For David, it was the Philistines who came up again and again and again. I don't know what you have. It keeps coming up to you again and again and again. But the Lord is able to intervene. And the Lord is able to give the victory. Therefore, listen to his voice, because his word will never fail you. May the Lord write his word upon our heart for his